Belinda, present this unabridged recording of The Ghost and the Bounty Hunter, William Buckley, John Batman, and the Theft of Coolin Country, written by Adam Courtney and read by John Derham. At around 2 p.m. on the 6th of July, 1835, the ever-alert John Pigeon gasped and dropped his billy can. Pigeon was a well-travelled Aboriginal man from the southern coast of New South Wales. He had worked for the wealthy grazier John Batman in Van Diemen's Land for nearly a decade, travelled and walked with many tribes throughout the continent, and lived with the Palawa and European sealers on the coast. He had seen many things, but he had never seen this. A giant appeared at the far end of the camp who was so clearly a white man and so clearly not. He was the tallest and most powerful human Pigeon had ever laid eyes on. He was middle-aged, his complexion ruddy and sunburnt, his grey beard falling below his chest. He held his gaze on the eight men in camp with just the slightest hint of suspicion. The man was shoeless and dressed in well-worn possum skins. In his left hand he carried a giant mongeel, a double-barbed spear 10 feet in height, the most feared of all weapons. In his right, a waddy or club known as the cudgeron, designed to strike opponents on the head. At his feet, he had a number of boomerang-shaped wongyum, the first recourse in battle designed to break legs and inflict heavy wounds. He held these implements lightly and deftly, the way Pigeon's people did. His stance and bearing showed he knew how to use them. But his mien was unmistakably that of a white man. And yet only an indigenous person could have come in so close to the camp without his noticing. White men knew nothing of stealth. Pigeon, one of Batman's most brilliant trackers, never missed a thing. By Pigeon's estimation, this man had the bearing of a white Gurungaiter, an elder man of knowledge. There was no other name for what he now saw. In a few moments, everybody in the camp had seen the man. There were a few gasps. Then nobody spoke. The three white and five Aboriginal men sat transfixed, looking in wonder at each other, then back at the apparition. There was no alarm. Nobody rushed to their guns. Nobody moved. It was as if a spirit had come to visit them, floating in from a place nobody could quite divine, hovering for reasons none could understand, an astonishing spirit, but not a harmful one.